Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power. That's Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. I tell you, every time that song comes on, it gets me going. And you can purchase that song on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Let me tell you a little about our sponsors. Go into our advertising, and we have a phenomenal guest this morning. I'm so excited about it. But one of our sponsors is Moby Flyers. And Moby Flyer is a custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do. Now, Moby Flyer has been one of our sponsors for the past 2 years. And we're now getting ready to celebrate our 18th year in pastoral ministry. And we have a Moby Flyer. We've been talking about it. So please go out on social media and look at the Moby Flyers. And if you would like one for your business, your ministry, or your event, please contact MobyFlyers.Moby. That's MobyFlyers.Moby. Now, let's hear from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Please support our advertisers and supporters because they allow Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio to come to you weekly. Go out and make sure you support them. As I said, I am so excited about our guest on today. We've been working to get this interview to you for a few months, and it all came together this morning, and I'm so excited. We have with us Tess Cacciatore of GWEN Network. GWEN Network is a global women empowerment network. She's an award-winning producer for the past 20-plus years in the areas of entertainment, technology, and philanthropy. She's dedicated her life to advocating for peace, justice, and equality around the globe. She's traveled in the United States and abroad as a humanitarian documentary producer and activist while conducting empowerment and mentorship programs to empower people and to eradicate unjust systems that are a plight to humans, animals, and the environment. Tess uses her voice as a vehicle to bring awareness and activate people to take a stand for making changes in the world. Tess's career as a producer in the entertainment and technology industry drives the global production of Gwen and now her 20-year vision of a global online television network of empowerment has launched under the umbrella of Gwen. Make sure you check out GwenNetwork.tv. I welcome and bring to you our Walking in Power audience, Tess Cacciatore. Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Good morning. I am so great. I'm happy to be here. And I have to mention, like you did, the song is so invigorating.
Yes.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah, great. We're so excited. We're so glad we have you on the East Coast this morning. So you're a few hours ahead of us out here. And we're so excited to have you. And thank you for getting up so early to be with us.
Oh, I get up early anyway because I call it the magic hours. I'm always up really, really early. But I, you know, love the East Coast. I'm there in spirit. I lived in New York City for many years. So I'm happy to be here with you whatever hour of the day.
Well, great. Thank you again. Hey, Tess, let's get into it. I'm so excited. I want our audience to hear more about you. What is the Gwen Network and how did it begin?
So Gwen Network, as you mentioned, it stands for Global Women's Empowerment Network, and it began, I think, like all of our own personal journeys many years ago. It began before it began, and the vision was really morphing over many years. I had another organization that still is in existence today called World Trust Foundation, which, started in 1993 when I began as a producer in technology. And it was with my desire and vision to be able to mentor the young leaders of the world. And I was doing a lot of work in the environment back then, so that still is a very strong hold for me. And then I had my own personal journey and realized that coming out of this dark soul journey that I went through a few years ago, like we all get to do, at various junctions of our life, I serendipitously stumbled into a magical place where I was there for a photo shoot, and there was this lovely man by the name of Michael Littenberg who was there to promote a song that he had written and this clothing line that he and his songwriting partners developed. And so I went up to him and I said, I don't know what you all are doing here, but it was about empowerment and for women. And I said, I have, you know, many years in entertainment and technology and philanthropy, and if there's anything you ever need, let me know. And we got to talking, and through our mutual desires and passion and vision, we began Global Women's Empowerment Network. And then the name came out of just brainstorming and the mutual desire of many people that came together. And actually, it was our attorney out of D.C. that threw that name in the bucket, and we all loved it because it came up with Gwen, which is a very strong feminine name. But I do always have to mention we can't do Gwen without the men. So in our mission of transforming lives, which you and I briefly spoke about how vast that is, and we'll talk about how we can transform lives, it became the collective vision and mission based on my personal journey. But I believe that all of us have a journey. All of us have a short story to share. And that's my personal goal, is to be able to bring together people to share their stories so we can begin to heal.
Yes. I agree. Do you find that the stories vary, or are they really somewhat familiar one to another?
The stories are so vast and sometimes horrific. I sometimes, it catches my breath and stops me still in my tracks because I feel like, you know, I have the honor and privilege to hold space for people that will come up to me or call me or share with me their stories. And this drives the continued passion of keeping Gwen alive. And sometimes I hear these stories and I can't imagine how people have survived through what they had gone through. I thought my own personal journey was, you know, difficult, But when I look at it in comparison, I go, wow, that I wouldn't, how do you do that? But I think when we're all faced with our personal journey, it's the instinct to survive. It's the instinct to move through and to heal and to show ourselves that we can do it each step of the way, we're walking in our power, walking into getting into our power and what that all means to us individually. However, I think the nucleus of each of these stories comes down to a kernel that is a connector. And I believe it's the personal, internal power, the resilience that we have, and the purity that we can get to within ourselves that helps us get to it. So there is, I think, a common denominator. The stories vary and are very vast, but it's the internal self-empowerment. And I know it's such a broadly used term. It's almost like the word love. You get immune to it because you hear the word love so much. Empowerment, empowerment, empowerment. What does that mean? And I say it all the time, too, because it's part of our title and our mission. But I really have come to understand that even on a deeper level, that it's really about our connection to ourselves, it's our connection to whatever our belief system is, whether it be God or whatever, system or belief system that you have that gets you through any particular part of the day. And when you have that self-reliance and that self-esteem and confidence and understanding that we as individuals are as beautiful as the next, I believe that that will crack open that nucleus of that thing that drives us to keep experiencing these traumas and tragedies over and over again to begin the conversation and to share our stories. And that's what our platform is, is really about helping to share the stories. And we've gone through a lot of changes, which I can talk about, a lot of growing pains over the last couple of years. We're a very new organization and still growing, in and under ourselves. And I'm just holding on to the ride and, that expression, keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. We're on this journey together. So I hope that answers your question because I really feel like it's really comes back to who we are.
One of the things, it does, it really does. One of the things I was, when you were talking, you talked about self-esteem, and I know one of the components of Gwen is dealing with various types of abuse. I want to ask you, how does abuse create low self-esteem? Well, I understand how it creates low self-esteem, but how does the Gwen Network support and basically rebuild these individuals that have been broken down, in the various areas that abuse takes hold of someone?
Well, it's a great question. And as I started to say, is our network has gone through growing pains and morphing. Technology is moving faster than the speed of light, basically. I had a vision 20 years ago of building this network of TV and movies and music and books and all that. And when we started looking under the hood and figuring out how do we logistically make that happen, when there's already so many other platforms out, we've decided to regroup and go behind the scenes, so to speak, and restructure, because why reinvent the wheel? That's been my number one mission since day one of getting involved in the philanthropy world. I feel like there's so many people doing similar things. Why can't we just all get along, collaborate, work in the sandbox together, and not try to compete in the situation? So following that rule that I've led throughout this whole time was really about saying, okay, we have Hulu, we have Netflix, we have Apple TV, we have Roku, we have all kinds of different platforms, that have abundant space within the digital world. That's the world of which I have lived in as a producer for many years. I decided not to have to be a network, so to speak, but the network is about the people and the foundation of the mission and really forming the partnerships and collaborations. So we are now reshifting our TV show, Gwen Talks, which is co-hosted by myself and Tara Bennett-Smith, who was a guest on your show and how I found you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you found me.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Gwen Talks coming out, and we're in negotiation of where that will be living. So I'm very excited about that. And one of our main thrusts right now is a film be coming out very soon called Road to Redemption. And it's a feature film. It is starring Akon and Viva Bianca. And it's directed by a very renowned Nigerian director, Jetta Amata. And it has many beautiful actors and stars in it. It carries the mission of Gwen inside of it. Our story is built inside of the script. The Gwen Alert is used, which we can talk about today. The Gwen Alert is used inside the film to save the American doctor who goes to the village that is being taken over by the Boko Haram. And we are touching on very serious topical issues with regard to fistula, young girl marriage, whole institution of 20-something countries still in the world still allow men to marry young girls. So what we're doing is taking mainstream media and feature films and TV and being able to tackle issues. So I spoke at the UN Women Conference a few weeks ago in Long Beach. We're going to be doing an event, you know, in September, date to be determined, during the General Assembly, where we'll be able to screen the film. And there is in the works, hopefully the First Lady of Nigeria will come and be able to host this event with us. And through that process, we'll be able to educate, you know, the public through this feature film and be able to help shift perspective and hopefully, you know, in a way, in our own humble way, be able to hopefully be able to change international laws. So transforming lives can be a multitude of ways. It can be through the talk show and dialogue like what you do and feature films and all that kind of stuff.
You stay busy, which is wonderful.
Pardon me?
You remain very busy, which is wonderful, because you're out there making sure that change, you're not just seeking change, you're being a part of change. That's what I love. That's what I love about the work that I see that you're doing. Transformation is so vast. It's so vast.
Yes.
When you see transformation of lives, when you know your journey, and as you said, it becomes a part of all of our journey. When you see transformation of lives, how does it affect you in your work?
Sometimes I'm telling you, I get overwhelmed by our own mission, because it's like, how can little old me, the collective us, make a difference? And then I say, okay, well, if you can change one person's life, you've done good. And I can seriously, honestly say several people, maybe even more around the world, have told me, because I've mentored a lot of young people and I'm watching them grow up and become amazing, you know, adults and global citizens and activists and amazing people. My work has been very silent, you know, over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to go through that own personal journey of, okay, if I'm really going to transform millions of people on any given level. And I say we as a collective of the people that are behind the scenes with Gwen, which morphs and changes, you know, constantly, obviously. I had to really take a deep look of how can we do this. So we're shifting some of our programming. One of the things that I'm happy about is this film. I'm very proud of it, because that will be a place where millions of people will watch it and come to our network. We have the phone alert, which is set up to hopefully save lives. It's an emergency phone app that we're remorphing to V2, version 2, for this summer. But right now you can download it free and you load up 5 of your friends, and it gives you a safety net where if you're in danger, then you can push a button and notifies these Gwen 5 that you're in trouble, and it gives a GPS locator to find you. I tested it when we were filming in Ghana, and it works even with latitude and longitude GPS derivatives. If you're in the United States and you have Google Maps, it'll give you pretty much to the pinpoint of where you are, the actual address of where you are. So I feel like that's a beautiful gift that has come into, you know, Gwen. You know, we're, as I said, updating the version, so that will be announced this summer. We have a PSA that's coming out, really talking about the issue of how
give them the name. Give them the name of that app again.
Gwen Alert.
A Gwen Alert, right. Want to make
sure yes, I encourage everyone to download it. It's free. It's easy to use. And we'll be notifying everyone that's downloaded when their version 2 is done. So I'm very happy about that. And one of the programs that we're working on behind the scenes that I would love to share with you, you'll be one of the first to know about it, is a Gwen at Home. And we'll be able to tell more maybe by the fall where we're going to be living that that content. But I want it to be a place where people can go in the safety of their home and listen to people that where are you getting static on my end?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that better?
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So the Gwen at Home program I'm really excited about because we're going to be able to go to a place where we're going to be giving downloadable videos, product lines, services. We're partnering with an organization up in Fremont, California called Boldly Me that has the most amazing content that has been vetted by psychologists that will help people go through traumas. So we have so many things behind the curtain that are unveiling. We're at that crossroads where, you know, we've gone out of the toddler stage and now we're going into, you know, the full walking and running with the film coming out and the reversion of Gwen Alert and the programming that's going to be at home and the talk show. So, you know, how do we transform lives? It's really, I believe, giving the roadmap to people to see where they're coming from and where they're going, and help them understand that we are within ourselves, have the power to walk in our own power, to use your title, to walk in our own power. Because when we walk in our own power and we have self-reliance and we have our self-esteem, it's a little bit harder for the predators and the people that are abusers to crack that veneer, to crack that spiritual veneer. Because, you know, we can talk for hours about how that abuse begins and how we allow it, and that's probably a whole other show. But I believe that once we build that internal core, we're able to forge ahead in much more confidence and being able to survive a lot easier and be empowered.
I totally agree. How can our listeners find out more about the Gwen Network, find out more about your organization, your website, or your contact
information? Our website is gwennetwork.com. So if you go there, you'll be able to be directed into our nonprofit site. You'll be directed into our programming site. You can sign up and be a member. We would love to keep in contact possible for the Gwen at Home program that's going to be coming and launching by the end of this year. We would love to keep involved with your audience with regard to our film coming out. So anything on social media, Tess Cacciatore, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and beginning the Pinterest world. And Gwen itself has its own brand within each of those social media sites. I would love to hear from your listeners, you know, share their stories and be able to begin a community dialogue, a global community dialogue, so we can share stories to heal.
Tess, as you have been using your voice to bring awareness and activate people, I love that, activate people to take a stand for change, how have you seen the growth in your life?
The growth in my life has been so immense that I'm actually writing a book about it, which will be coming out in January or February, around that time in 2016. the growth has been about everything that I'm saying, I've been doing. I walk my talk. So all the things that I've had to go through, the abusive relationships, I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I've witnessed and seen so many things around the world, you know, from orphanages in Cambodia to Congo, where I was there fighting, you know, on behalf of the women and children in Eastern Congo for Colton. And that's a whole other story. So my own personal journey has brought me to a place where I'm very empathic, and I'm very sympathetic, and I'm very passionate. And those three can get me in trouble a lot because I wander into territories that I probably shouldn't go and have been in dangerous situations. But I feel like this is my mission. This is my personal journey. This is the reason why I'm here. This is the reason why I'm born. And it's interesting that tomorrow is my birthday. So on the eve of my birthday, I get to celebrate with you and to be able to share ideas and spread the word and also hear from people. I don't want to just be this talker. I'm really about listening and hearing where people want to go and see what I can do in my own little way, what I can do to help make the world a better place.
I think in your own little way, you're doing a great job.
And
what may
so
seem
much.
Like a little way to you, because I've had the opportunity to peruse your website, your vision, and see your mission, and the community which you are building, have built, and continue to build, reminds me of Women of Power, what is an organization that I'm the founder of. It's a safe place. I look at Gwen's vision, I look at the mission, I look at the statement, and it seems like it's a safe place. And when you're in situations such as what you deal with, I deal with, many women's organizations deal with, we need a safe place. And I would like to personally thank you for providing that, providing a safe place, giving us a platform to go, giving us the resources, the media, and allowing us to partner so that we can all, as you said, maybe you're doing a little bit, I do a little bit, another sister does a little bit. All of us doing a little bit can do a great thing. And I'm thankful that we met you. It's so great to have you on. It's absolutely amazing. Tess, give them that website again and how to contact you.
GwenNetwork.com. So just remember Global Women's Empowerment Network and then add the word network. So GwenNetwork.com. And I'm there. I'm really easily accessible. My email is there. I respond to everybody. It might not be within the day. I respond to everybody, and I'm really excited to be on the show with you today and get to know you better and help support your work whatever way I can.
Thank you so much. We've had another great day on Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, where we have powerful interviews with powerful people. If you're looking for an online virtual Bible study on tonight, feel free to join us on wordontheweb.info. That's wordontheweb.info. Make sure for those that you know this interview was something that you needed, and I know you know someone else that needs it as well. So have them after the show, women-of-power.org. Click on the Walking in Power icon for the on-demand episode. That's women-of-power.org. We're looking forward to seeing you again. And remember, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.